I want to start with Harry's memories of scrumptious Victorian Sundays. Sunday began with Sunday school in the morning, then they had to help with the Sunday dinner.
When we came home, we were generally about 11:45, my mother would be getting ready for the dinner, and then the meat was hanging up on the spittle in the other kitchen and going round and round and round and dripping into the pan that used to carry it to a hole and then used to baste it. Mm-hmm. So she said, get your Sunday clothes off. And then we used to get his gamsy on and a pair of corduroy trousers, short corduroy trousers, and that was it. Mm. And we used to fashion it. And then if we could, the pantry was in the where we used to dine. And we used to creep on his hands and knees while his mother had a back to us if we could and slip into the pantry. And if the loaf of bread was on the table, if there was only a crust left or anything like that, we'd slip out and get it. Then we'd be dipping it in the gravy and eating. Sometimes she used to catch us. And she'd say, hey, I can't hear that spoon going. Can't hear the spoon going. Spin it round and baste it.
I can just taste the meat on that spit. One thing that seems to have disappeared from the Yorkshire scene is the wit walk. Here's how it was in Methley.
On the Monday, there'd be running about and games and they'd get sweets, nuts and oranges and apples and that, and then they'd go for the tea, you see. And then there used to be a lot come down from Leeds in coal carts.
In coal carts?
Oh, yes, they brought them down in horse coal carts, you see. Mm-hmm. And we had uncles and aunts that lived in Old Beckett used to come with the one ragged school in Unsley, what they call ragged school in Unsley. And then there was St. Luke's in Old Beck.
The ragged school, what was that?
Well, they called it ragged school because the children that went weren't as dressed like they are today, you see.
And so there'd be a charity organisation taking them out to Methley.
Oh, yes, they were pleased to take them with the man with the coal carts, and they used to get a day out as well, you see, because they'd go into a local pub and have a drink, because they're open all day, you know, at that time. The children, it was grand to hear them going back as well. As soon as they got back into the wagons, they'd be singing right away from Methley till they got home. And if they didn't drop asleep, a lot of them dropped asleep because that foam was in and some of them fell off them. Oh, they were better days than they are today.
And you had races and so on, did you?
Oh, yes, plenty of races for kids to run at.
How did you used to get on?
Oh, I didn't do it so bad. I was only small, but I used to think myself as good as anybody else when I was young.
Yeah. And what were the adults doing?
No, they were really more or less supervising, you see, because there were that many children there. Some would be crying and they'd have boys there at 2.5 years of age happening, or even girls, for that matter. And we'd been so excited where they were and all that, they'd happen to do the business down the trousers and they'd come and bring them into my mother and clean them up as best way they could. I've known my mother lend them a pair of hours to go back with. And then when my mother's gone to see my grandfather, her father, she'd collect them back. My auntie and uncle would have them waiting for her. Oh, yes, they were great days.
Harry's mother had a really big family, so you can imagine she had plenty of laundry to do. And one way to earn a bit of a living was to take in laundry from the gentry.
When we used to come home from school or even from work. Come on, she said, 25 apiece, because, you see, they hadn't the modern methods of that today. They hadn't the electric irons and that. So what they used to do, they used to dry them clothes, and then afterwards they'd put them through the mangle so neat that when they come out of the mangle, it's just as if there'd been a pair of trousers pressed, you see. And that was save a lot of ironing, because there's a lot to do, because all collars and anybody at collars and cuffs, they had to be starched, you see, and that took a lot of time up. And I know the lady that lived just past us, Stocks Hill, where the Stocks used to be, and I can just remember the Stocks. She was getting on in years, and she used to put them all out on the sideboard on a Friday night, for the gentry people. And they had a daughter, and she used to take them out. If she went somewhere and they wasn't in, she'd bring it back. And then take it Saturday morning. Anyhow, a mother used to put her husband's, what we calls it, the snap-up to take to work next morning, sandwiches or what it was like. And she used to put it in a red handkerchief with spots in. That's what they used to be them in them days. All. And she used to put it on the sideboard so her husband, when he made his pot of tea next morning, had a bit of breakfast. He used to get that, push it in a big pocket he had in his coat and off to work, and a bottle of water, a bottle of tea, and that was it. Well, anyhow, he picked the wrong one. He picked this one that had been brought back. So when he got to work, and it gets to about 11 o'clock, he says, well, come on, we'll have a bit of snap-like. It's 11 o'clock. And I sat down, and when he opened his out, it's semi-darkness, you see, with the semi-lights they had. Because they didn't give much light, didn't lamps up those days. And he says, I bet you can't guess what I've got for me snap today. You got it for your snap? I said, yes. Oh, one says, bacon. No. Cheese. Jam. Fat. No, he says, cuffs and collars. When he opened it, I had a cuff and collars. So I had to share a bit of theirs with him.